98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
It's chaotic.
It's like Grammy winning that. That's brilliant.
And it's very glamorous.
I'm so excited.
Oh, Carl is so back excited for another day on Matchy Matchy. Your chance to win incredible prizes. Just three words stand between you and these stunning prizes.
Don't answer that door with a Ring doorbell.
Relax with a day in a luxury Dublin spa.
With a 100 euro voucher for a top Dublin shopping centre.
A toasty maker.
And a portable blender.
Ooh, a toasty maker and a portable blender.
A portable blender.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, you press a button and it actually blends things.
You'll be sitting on the bus. I'll make a little smoothie now.
Oh, for the gal on the go. Incredible prizes. And we have Claire in Kilcock playing this morning. Claire, how are you?
All good, thank you very much.
Nice day yesterday, Claire. Weather was nice. Did you do that nice?
Weather was absolutely fantastic. Finally getting a bit of spring.
I know, isn't it great? It just makes you exhale like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You see a bit of sun.
Oh, God,
what are you up to this morning? You're doing the school run, are you?
Yeah, we're just getting ready to head out the door, going to school and then on to work.
Lovely.
And Claire, who's with you?
So there's Oscar, Maya and Paul.
Oscar, Maya and Paul. And what age are they all?
So Oscar's 10, Maya's 8 and Paul is 36.
You must have had him young, did you?
I did.
Claire, I love it. Okay, so you've got a few helpers this morning, but the big question is, who are you going to play matchy-matchy with this
morning?
Who
are you going to play with, Claire?
So we've made the decision together, we're going to play against Rebecca, please.
Oh, I'm going to the booth, Carl. You're in the hot seat.
Thank you. Bye. Right, here I am, Claire. You've put me now. You've put me in charge of the buttons now, Claire.
Okay,
you've
be
put
nice
me in charge of the buttons. Right.
Good one.
Okay. Right, so we've got three words here for you. All right. Your first word is toilet.
Toilet. Paper.
Paper. Right. Your second word is baked.
Baked. Beans.
Very good one. And your third and final word is loose.
Loose. Women.
That's good. That's a good one. Right, so you've got toilets, paper, baked beans, and loose women. Are you ready to lock in those answers, Claire?
You happy, guys? Yeah, we happy with that? Yes.
Right, here we go. Locking them in.
Okay.
Rebecca, come back. Come back.
I am back.
Come back. Right, Rebecca is here. We've locked in the answers.
Oh my gosh, I'm very nervous. I haven't played for a while.
I'm nervous. I'm pushing the buttons. Here
You've
we
done
go.
Very well.
Thanks
so
very
far.
Much.
All's going well. Okay.
Right, so your first word is toilet.
Toilet roll.
Okay. Your second word is baked.
Baked potato.
Okay. And your third word is loose.
Loose. Loose. Loose women.
Loose women.
Loose women. Yes.
Did you get them right? Rebecca.
Oh!
No!
No!
Claire, I'm sorry. You got one right. You got loose women.
We both said loose women.
Yes, but Claire said toilet paper.
Oh, toilet paper.
Baked.
Yeah.
Beans.
Oh, I was in between the two.
You see, Rebecca's from the south side. She does baked potatoes.
I like baked beans on a baked potato, guys.
Okay.
Getting all me amino acids. Claire, we're sorry we couldn't do it this morning, but thank you so much for playing. And we're going to send you out a 98 FM goodie bag.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very
much. Have a great day, Claire. Thanks very much.
Bye, Claire.
Thank you.
Bye.
See, it's hard, Carl.
It's not easy.
No, but we will get there. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow is the day we're going to get another matchy-matchy. If you'd like to play, WhatsApp matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, Carl, you are a star of stage and screen. You mentioned earlier on that you had a part in Fair City.
Yes. Yes, lauded I was. It was a lauded role. I got awards everywhere. I mean, Nanny said I was very good.
You have been in so many different musicals and stage shows over the years. I know that you are about to do Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, next month, yeah.
When's that on?
Yeah, the 1st to the 5th of April.
Where?
Next month in St. Pat's in Drumcondra.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Want to give you space there to do a nice look. Good for you. It's going to be a great show. Yeah. And I know that award season is in full swing. We've had the Grammys, we've had the Brits, we've had the Oscars. The Tonys aren't on for another while.
Yeah, a couple of months.
But instead of the Tonys, I said, let's have a bit of fun and let's do the Rebbies.
Yay!
Let's do the Rebbies and let's put Carl's knowledge of musical theatre to the test.
I have anxiety right now. I have high functioning anxiety.
Don't worry, we're going to have a bit of fun. And if you're listening at home and if you love the musicals, please do play along and see how well you do. See if you can beat our Carl Dawson with our musical quiz. Question number one this morning, Carl. Who wrote the music and the lyrics for The Phantom of the Opera?
Oh, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah. Yes, it was! Yeah.
Oh, you've got the clips too. That's great.
I love that musical so much. Yeah. My husband's obsessed with it, that the whole way through the pandemic, it's all he played.
The Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah. That's great. Think he was nearly going to start calling me Christine at one point.
You've got to walk in and there'll be a chandelier in the gaff.
Okay, so you've got one right so far. You're doing well. We're off to a flying start. Question two. In Les Mis, Les Miserables, who is the character that sings this song?
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Fantine? No. Cosette.
No, you're good.
It's Fantine. Yeah, it is.
Yes,
it's
it is Fantine Susan Boyle. I've actually only learned, I'm learning a lot this morning, I didn't realise that song was a song from Les Mis.
Well, there you go. You learn something every day.
I'm learning, okay.
Sorry, do I win something for this?
Let my people talk to your people. Okay. Yes, we'll give you a 98FM trolley key.
Oh, that's obviously all I want. That's exactly what I want.
Okay, 2 out of 2 so far. Let's move on to question three. Carl, who played the role of Elphaba in the original Broadway cast of Wicked?
Kristen Chenoweth. She's on Broadway at the moment. Idina Menzel.
Yes! Well done! Idina Menzel or Adele Dazeem if you're John Travolta.
What did you say?
Adele Dazeem. Do you remember John Travolta was presenting an award to Idina Menzel and I think he just panicked in the moment and he called her Adele Dazeem.
That's brilliant.
What a voice. That's Idina Menzel singing Defying Gravity from Wicked, the original stage show. We're moving on to question four now. You've got 3 out of 3 so far. Okay. Name the musical which is set in a struggling shoe factory in England.
Kinky Boots.
And a flamboyant
Kinky
entertainer
boots.
Saves the business. Wow, Carl, you are killing
Kinky
it this
boots.
Morning. Right, you got 4 out of 4. Over to question five. What was the first Broadway musical written by Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Oh, this is going to be a trick question now. This has to be a trick question. I genuinely don't know. I feel like I should be saying In the Heights, but I'm going to say Hamilton. No!
It was In the Heights!
No! I should have stuck with my gut. I'm raging.
Have you seen that before?
In the Heights?
Yeah.
I've seen the movie.
It's good? Okay.
That's all
right. Right, question six now. Yeah. Which musical features the characters Tony and Maria?
Oh. West Side Story?
Well done, Carl Dawson. Yeah. And your final question this morning. Finish this lyric.
When you're an Adam, you need to have a little moonlight. When you're an Adams, you need to feel a little chill.
Yes!
Well done! Oh my gosh, Carl, you got 6 out of 7 this morning in our musicals quiz. And I do believe, did you play Gomez?
I did,
You played Gomez Adams in the Adams
Family.
Gomez.
Yeah. One of my favourite roles.
A man of many talents.
I'm so happy that I got 6.
You did great. And if you just trusted your gut, you could have got 7.
I know.
Well done you. And you will be able to see Carl Dawson in Jesus Christ Superstar. Next month,
1st to the 5th of April.
Very
fabulous
excited. Stuff. We're going to give you a 98FM trolley key. It's
Thank
the least I could
so
do.
Thank you so much.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.